There was a shot of both women, an unflattering one of Leia, which made her look irritable and haggard, and one of Tahiri, turning to snap angrily at a reporter.
"So that's why Uncle Aramuth was called back," Nex said quietly. "They want to find all the Jedi."
"I really don't think I want to know why," Dorvan said.
"I confess, I had not thought I would ever see another Order 66 enacted,"
Nex said, his voice close to despairing.
"Well, we knew there was a conspiracy afoot."
Dorvan frowned, listening with only half an ear as the BAMR news anchor went on and on about the subcommittee to investigate Jedi activity and its members, some kind of update on the increase in spice smuggling and new security measures to stop it, and a shot of an uncomfortable-looking Padmal Ovan standing in front of the Senate receiving a standing ovation.
"We do know that," Dorvan said slowly, "but things aren't adding up."
"What do you mean?"
asked Nek.
"I was attacked by beings pretending to be Jedi, and suddenly we have a subcommittee formed with what seems to be the express purpose of crushing them utterly. That seems to add up rather well to me."
Dorvan shook his head.
"It's a different cast of players," he said. "Think about it. Do you recognize any of the names on that list of the subcommittee members?"
"Other than Suldar, no,"
Watu said.
"They're all fledgling senators, even Suldar," Dorvan said. "And as I told you, the only reason I'm still around is that Ovan wanted me to stay. A lucky break for us. And we need to make the most of it. Someone thinks they're pulling the strings on him."
"Are they?"
Dorvan thought about it.
"No, I don't believe so," he said at last. "At least not as much as they think they are. Nor is Ovan trying to play me. I believe he is what he seems to be. Jedi Solo seemed to, and she had much more contact with him than I had."
"So, new players?"
"Different players," Dorvan corrected.
"Clearly there is a distinction I am missing,"
Watu said.
"Perhaps I am not as back as we thought."
"Oh, you are, sir. New implies replaced. Different, in this case, means additional. And I wonder if they're on the same team."
"Do you think we have two separate conspiracies going on?"
Nek asked, incredulously.
"Perhaps you too ought to be talking to the doctors. That's a trifle paranoid."
"Is it?" Dorvan asked. "Think about the poisoning attempt that occurred a while ago at the Senate. It first looked like Jedi Sahar Dorvold was behind it, but that idea quickly was proven wrong. There was a flurry of concern over it when it happened, but it got completely swept away once the coup occurred."
"I remember Asokeji telling me about that,"
said Watu.
"It's still an open case. The incident discredited Galactic Alliance security. Barova was tapped to provide security instead. GAS was really smarting about—"
Their eyes met. Watu reached for his comm, using his prosthetic hand. He did everything with that hand now, attempting to become as adept with it as with his former flesh and blood hand. So far, he was making good progress. He clicked in a code.
"This lets Asokeji know it's me,"
he told Dorvan, who nodded. A moment later, Boatu's comm beeped.
"Asokeji, I need you to do something for me," he said. "I need you to find out, if at all possible, if Admiral Perova has had any contact with Moff Drickle Lesserson."
He was quiet, listening.
"I'll explain the next time you're visiting me. The club is simply following up on a lead."
More silence.
"Yes, I understand. Do your best, Reinach. You always have."
He leaned back against the pillows.
"He's going to attempt to find any documentation for us. It's putting him in a very dangerous position, Wynn. I hope you're right."
"I'm right about something," Dorvan said, then added self-deprecatingly, "I'm just not sure what.